We're going to be talking about vague language. That is, language that isn't very exact. It isn't very precise. Now, in the past, some people have thought vagueness to be a bad thing, but actually, it's very useful. But it's important to note that vagueness in written English is quite different from vagueness in spoken English. And it's spoken English that we're looking at today. Let's start by listening to this clip.
Have you had a chance to read the new contract?
Yeah, I mean, it's more or less the same as the last one, but there are one or two bits we should look at.
The man said that the new contract was more or less the same as the old one. In practice, we use more or less to mean almost. The contracts are more or less the same. They're almost the same. Perhaps more interesting than this is what he says afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it's more or less the same as the last one, but there are one or two bits we should look at.
There are one or two bits we should look at. He's saying that there are one or two things in the new contract that need attention. And these words, bit, thing, also the word stuff, they're very vague. We don't know exactly what it is he's talking about. That's a discussion for another time.